Holos Rusiniv Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusiniv Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palovka a dneska je nedeľa 5. marca 2023. Sledujúšu nedeľu vysielame v Amerike nie o po červetoj hodine, ale bude o po piatoj hodine. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinju America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. I am your host, Dean Palovka, and today is Sunday, March 5th, 2023. Just a reminder that next week and the week after, we will be broadcasting here in America at 4:30 p.m. and not 3:30 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to all of them. We're going to start off today's broadcast with a couple of Lenten selections. First, we have Stradalnaya Mati, followed by Preterpivli za nas Strasi.
Za svidu kavaj,
We will again sponsor two special Easter broadcasts, the first on Sunday, April 9th, and the second a week later on Sunday, April 16th. I am still looking for sponsors for both of those broadcasts, and if you are interested in sponsoring one of those in full or in part, or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can email me, dean.poloka@gmail.com, dean.poloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute online by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program, c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. The Northwest Branch of the Carpatho-Russian Society is presenting its fifth annual Pysanky event. This will take place March 26th from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time at the High Point Community Center in West Seattle, Washington. In order to register, if you are a CRS member, go to c-rs.org and click Events. If you're not a CRS member, you can call 206-295-4425 for more information. 206-295-4425 for the Northwest Branches Pysanky event taking place Sunday, March 26th, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time at the High Point Community Center, 6920 34th Avenue Southwest in West Seattle, Washington.
Jak chłopiec uczuje,
Over the next few weeks, our historic focus will be on a controversial figure in 20th century Russian history. Father Augustin Ivanovich Voloshin, who was a Russian Greek Catholic clergyman, pedagogue, publicist, and politician of Ukrainian national orientation. Father Voloshin was born on March 17, 1874, in the town of Kelechin, now in Transcarpathian Ukraine, as part of the Hust region, then part of the Austro-Hungarian Kingdom, in historic Marmaros County, about 50 miles northeast of Mukachevo and 10 miles northwest of Mizhirya. Voloshin studied at the Gymnasium and Theological Seminary in Uzhhorod and at the University of Budapest and was ordained a celibate Greek Catholic priest in 1897. He was then appointed assistant priest at the parish in Uzhhorod, Selonno, where he worked until 1900. At that time, he studied privately at the University of Pedagogy in Budapest and received a diploma of professor of mathematics and physics. In that same year, he was appointed a professor at the Greek Catholic Church Teachers Institute. In 1917, he became director of that institute and remained there until October of 1938. He was the author of many teaching aids and didactic manuals. His grammar of the Uho-Russian literary language, Metodicheskaya Grammatika Uho-Russkoho Literaturnoho Yazyka, was published several times and even here in America. He was also active in literature and was the author of folk tales and plays. Father Voloshin was the founder of the Russian publishing company Unio, editor of the newspaper Nauka, and the magazines Mesiacheslo, Selo, and Church Calendars, and also the anthologies Slovo Bozhie. In 1915, he was appointed by the Hungarian government as a member of the Central Commission of the Greek Catholic Church, whose task was the definitive Magyarization of the Russian Church's worship and education. He strongly protested against this intention of the government, even though he was a supporter of Hungarian patriotism. After the collapse of Austria-Hungary in November 1918, he was at the founding of the Hungarian-Russian National Council in Uzhhorod, which negotiated autonomy with the Hungarian government. Their disappointing result turned Voloshin's attention to Czechoslovakia. In March of 1919, he headed the pro-Slovak-Russian club, actively promoted the unification of all Russian councils on the basis of which the Central Russian National Council was created, and the approval of the declaration on the annexation of Podkarpatska Rus to the Czechoslovak Republic in May of 1919. In the years 1919 and 1920, he was a member of the Directory, an advisory board headed by Grigory Zhatkovich. He initiated the publication of the church magazine Blahovisnik, the papers Rusin and Svoboda. In the democratic system of the first Czechoslovak Republic, Voloshin's excessive ambition was fully manifested. Ukrainian emigrants, mainly national radicals from Galicia, took advantage of this weak spot in his character and turned him into a local Ukrainian leader behind whose back they carried out agitation activities in the sense of Ukrainianization of the Russians. Through their initiative, in the autumn of 1919, the Ukrainian-oriented part separated and formed its own Central Russian National Council, headed by Voloshin. In May of 1920, the Ukrainian Cultural and Educational Company Prosvita was founded in Uzhhorod, with Voloshin as one of its close leaders. Prosvita was managed by a narrow group of Galician emigrants. Voloshin was politically involved at first in the Russian, Ukrainian Peasant Party, then in its clerical wing, which he renamed the Christian People's Party. During the political crisis of 1938, Voloshin was a leading figure of the Ukrainian-oriented autonomous movement in Podkarpatska Rus. In November of 1938, in the first autonomous government of Podkarpatska Rus, Voloshin was entrusted with the health and social care agendas. After the arrest of Andrei Brody and accusations of connection with Hungary, Voloshin was appointed chairman of the autonomous government of Podkarpatska Rus in October of 1938 through the strong recommendation from Berlin through the charge d'affaires of the German embassy in Prague, Andor Hensky, who emphasized that Berlin's views are apparently closer to the Ukrainian direction in Podkarpatska Rus. The German Secret Services launched a disinformation campaign with the so-called Ukrainian card. The task of this campaign was to demonstrate the apparently eastern direction of Germany's expansion, and its goal was to deceive the Western powers, to scare Poland, and concern Stalin. German propaganda began a vociferous propaganda campaign about building a Ukrainian Piedmont in the Carpathians. That is the center of the future unification of the Ukrainian state, based on the Italian model. Next week, we'll continue our historic look at Father Augustin Voloshin.
hory, chlapci! Poď ja udechnívam do strašného súdu, i tak na kolína si dáty nebudú. Jakej mi na mene, taká ja na ňoho, že ba si nedúmal, že sa boju joho.
And aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. If you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, then put on your calendars Sunday, March 26th. The 16th annual Egg Extravaganza will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church's Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. This year's theme is Experience the Traditions. Egg artists will demonstrate, display, and sell eggs. There will be a marketplace with Pisanka supplies, Easter items, Easter crafts, basket covers, and other ethnic items. Children's activities including storytelling, making Easter eggs, and other projects. Displays of Easter basket covers. A full Lenten lunch menu will be available, as well as a hands-on workshop for those interested in learning to make pisanka. They will also have an extensive bake sale table, and St. John's is handicap accessible and admission is free. Sponsored by Egg Artists, GCU of St. John's in Uniontown, and the St. John's Ethnic Craft Club, they invite you to their 16th Egg Extravaganza, Sunday, March 26th, 12 noon until 4 p.m., St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. For more information, please call 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program. Join me next Sunday here in America at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Now you just take it back an hour for Central and Pacific and Mountain times. And as always, 9:30 p.m. Central European time here on your Rusin radio station, Rusin FM. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to all of our broadcasts. Don't forget to check out the Carpatho Rusin Society's main page, c-rs.org, where you can join the society, you can shop from our online and offline catalog, take part in the genealogy discussions, donate to this radio program, and much more. c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tujden, zbohom.
песни ста, прихожу ближе до вікна, то стоїш, смієшся. Ти прийдеш, мила, й до мене, що часто так мені сниться. Прихожу ближе до вікна, а то стоїш, смієшся. Знаєш, мила, то знаєш, мила, як тяжко забувати. Лічко твоє помарніло, краса вже не познати. Так дай, мила, уста свої, нехай ще раз поцілую. Серце моє горить вогнем, любов до тебе чую. Так дай, мила, уста свої, нехай ще раз поцілую. Серце моє горить вогнем, любов до тебе чую.
Голоси русинів Америка.